Global business consulting solutions for a constantly transforming world, that's Protiviti. Flexible, results-driven, and committed to you, that's Protiviti. Custom solutions shaped for your company's unique needs, that's Protiviti. Protiviti helps more than 70% of the Fortune 1000 run better today and change for tomorrow. Learn more at Protiviti.com/shape. That's Protiviti.com/shape.
Mary redeemed a $50,000 cash prize playing Chumba Casino this year.
I was only playing for fun, so winning this was a dream come true.
Chumba Casino is America's number one social casino experience. It's serious fun. With over 80 casino-style games to choose from, you too could win life-changing amounts of cash. Be like Mary. Log on to ChumbaCasino.com and give them a whirl. That's ChumbaCasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void or prohibited by law. 18+. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
The voice in the preceding commercial was not the actual voice of a winner.
Hello, everybody. I'm Ed Robinson, and welcome to another exciting edition of The Robinson Show. On the program, I have Daniel E. Cabeza. He is the editor for Ask for Football. Ask for Football is a website dedicated to covering Army football and all things happening at the United States Military Academy in West Point, New York. On the program, we recap the Army game over Massachusetts, also his takeaways from the game, plus Army offense and defense, head coach Jeff Monken, and we preview Army's next game against Navy. Plus, we also discuss the Army-Navy rivalry, Lincoln Financial Field in Philadelphia, academic life for an Army player, and more. Dano is coming up after the break. I'm Ed Robinson, and you're listening to The Robinson Show.
Mary redeemed a $50,000 cash prize playing Chumba Casino this year.
I was only playing for fun, so winning this was a dream come true.
Chumba Casino is America's number one social casino experience. It's serious fun. With over 80 casino-style games to choose from, you too could win life-changing amounts of cash. Be like Mary. Log on to ChumbaCasino.com and give them a whirl. That's ChumbaCasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void or prohibited by law. 18+. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
The voice in the preceding commercial was not the actual voice of a winner.
Business today looks nothing like it did yesterday. While it's more unpredictable, its possibilities are endless. At ADP, turning unpredictability into an advantage is what we do. Using data-driven insights, we design HR solutions to help businesses work better, smarter, so they can think beyond today and find even more success tomorrow. HR, time, talent, benefits, payroll. ADP, always designing for people. Businesses need to think beyond today. That's why ADP uses data-driven insights to design HR solutions to help your business find more success tomorrow. HR, time, talent, benefits, payroll. ADP, always designing for people.
Mary redeemed a $50,000 cash prize playing Chumba Casino this year.
I was only playing for fun, so winning this was a dream come true.
Chumba Casino is America's number one social casino experience. It's serious fun. With over 80 casino-style games to choose from, you too could win life-changing amounts of cash. Be like Mary. Log on to ChumbaCasino.com and give them a whirl. That's ChumbaCasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18+. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
The voice in the preceding commercial was not the actual voice of a winner.
Parents need to know about respiratory syncytial virus, or RSV, because it's the leading cause of hospitalization in babies under one. Get the facts at knowingrsv.com. The information presented is for general educational purposes only. Please ask your healthcare provider about any questions related to the health of you and or your baby.
Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18+. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Businesses need to think beyond today. That's why ADP uses data-driven insights to design HR solutions to help your business find more success tomorrow. HR, time, talent, benefits, payroll. ADP, always designing for people.
Mary redeemed a $50,000 cash prize playing Chumba Casino this year.
I was only playing for fun, so winning this was a dream come true.
Chumba Casino is America's number one social casino experience. It's serious fun. With over 80 casino-style games to choose from, you too could win life-changing amounts of cash. Be like Mary. Log on to ChumbaCasino.com and give them a whirl. That's ChumbaCasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void or prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details. The voice in the preceding commercial was not the actual voice of a winner.
Lawn in motion, handoff Buchanan, right side, 5-yard line, stepping over defenders and rolling into the end zone for the touchdown. Jacoby Buchanan bounces his way 10 yards to pay dirt. The Black Knights are on the board, answering back.
Tyler waiting, Ballon in motion behind the formation, fake handoff. Tyler keeps it, runs left, 25-yard line down to the 20, smooth sailing. Tyler untouched, touchdown Army from 27 yards out. Tyler picking up a crunching block from Shane Buckingham.
Third and three for Army from the UMass 4. Tyler keeps it 5-yard line, stepping his way. Hit at the goal line by Mahoney and falls into the end zone for the touchdown. Tyler back in the end zone for another 6. So now the ball between the hashes. Third and goal for Army from the UMass 1. Buchanan the fullback. Tyler calling out the play. Tyler keeps it off right tackle. He's in for the touchdown. Number 3 in the opening half for Tyler. Final seconds ticking away. Your final score from Amherst, Massachusetts. Army on the road defeating UMass 44-7.
All right, everybody, welcome back to the program. That audio was courtesy of ESPN Plus and Army West Point Athletics. And, of course, that was Army beating UMass, the University of Massachusetts, from their game from November the 26th of 2022. Army handled their business 44-7. And, of course, the Black Knights quarterback, Tyler, getting not one, not two, but 3 rushing touchdowns in this game. Of course, Jacoby Buchanan handled his business for the Black Knights' win over UMass. To talk more about this game, as well as Army's next game against their rival, Navy, we want to welcome him back to the program. Always great giving us the insights on what's going on with the Black Knights and with the Academy over at West Point. He's the editor for Ask for Football, Daniel E. Cabeza. Hey, Daniel, welcome back, my man.
Thank you very much for having me. Can you hear me?
I can hear you loud and clear, sir.
Awesome. Yeah, thank you very much for having me back.
You're welcome. Thank you so much again for taking time out of your busy schedule to be with us on the program. So, Dano, what were your takeaways from Army's victory over Massachusetts?
Oh, it was awesome, man. It was just good to see them get on the right foot, run with power, you know, kind of do their thing. It's been a tough year, you know, a lot of ups and downs. It was really nice to finish with 2 wins in a row. I don't know if Massachusetts is a great team, but they've gotten better over the course of the season. To see Army beat them 44-7 and really, you know, put the game away in the second quarter, that was pretty great as a fan.
Yeah, it definitely was. Just looking at some of the highlights and watching bits and pieces of the game, Army definitely handled their business. And the last time I had you on, Daniel, we talked about not just Army, but a lot of the military schools, for lack of a better word, having a vanilla offense or not being as creative in terms of style. But with military schools like Army, it's more of a substance over style. And in this game, it was definitely substance over style. Their quarterback, Tyler, he only completed 2 passes, but it was for 67 yards. But, man, 11 carries for 101 rushing yards and 3 rushing touchdowns. Just give me your thoughts on Tyre and his play.
Tyre's been outstanding this season. He only completed 2 passes, but that's still 100% of the passes that he threw. So, you know, 100% is 100%. I will say, too, you know, I think he probably rushed for about 8 yards a carry. If you're rushing for 8 yards a carry, I'm not sure why you would throw. You know, college offenses are a little crazy, obviously, but honestly, you know, if you're rushing for 8 yards to carry, don't throw the ball. That's dumb. And I do think we see people all the time, like, throwing just to throw when they're having success doing something. At the military academies, they're a little bit more apt to just hammer what's working, which is good.
Yeah, you're absolutely right about that. There's a saying that goes, if it ain't broke, don't fix it. And certainly it wasn't broken with the game plan that Army had against UMass, and Tyler definitely handled his business. doing what he could do on the passing side, but handling his business on the running side as well. I want to stay just on the running side for a moment. Several of the running backs did very well in this game. Jacoby Buchanan, 11 carries for 46 yards and two rushing touchdowns. Bryson Daly, 6 carries for 79 yards and a touchdown. And Markell Johnson, 10 carries for 67 yards. Just give me your thoughts on their play against UMass.
Well, Johnson and Buchanan are both fullbacks in the offense. You know, it's a triple option, so it starts with the fullback. You know, he's kind of like the first read. Buchanan is the heavy back. He's probably weighing in about 275 right now. They like to give it to him in short yardage situations. So if he's getting 4.5 yards per carry, that's 4.5 yards per carry in short yardage situations. That's pretty good. Markell Johnson, this is only maybe the third or fourth time we've seen him this season. Definitely the best I've ever seen him play as far as explosiveness. That dude is very fast. Apparently they moved him from slot back over to fullback. So I think he's something like 5'8", 208, with a lot of speed at the fullback position. He got outside. I thought he ran very, very well. I'm excited to see what he does in the Army-Navy game. And finally, you mentioned Bryson Daly. Daly is actually the fourth-string quarterback. He's a sophomore. They kind of anointed him as the quarterback of the future. He had an outstanding game. We're very excited to see what he does next year as the presumptive starter.
All right, and I want to move along now to the receiving side. It wasn't much catching going on in this game, but it was situational in this case for the Black Knights. Joshua Lingenfelter, one catch, 44 yards, and Isaiah Alston, one catch, 23 yards. Just your thoughts on their play against UMass.
Well, Lingenfelter is mostly known as a blocking tight end, but he does catch very well. I think he's only caught 3 balls this season, but he's you know, it's funny. Army is one of the only teams in America, I think, that has a potential mismatch at tight end that they choose to use him mostly as in the blocking role just because of the offensive scheme. But the dude absolutely can catch, and, you know, he's 6'3", 230, you know, big tight end, decent runner. Isaiah Alston is a really talented possession receiver that Army doesn't use enough, if I'm being honest. 6'4", massive catching radius. You know, I don't know if you saw the highlight, but he made that catch one-handed. That was a SportsCenter top 10 moment for the day. He's an outstanding receiver. You know, it'll be interesting, again, to see what he does this week because one would presume he'll find some one-on-one matchups. Dude is taller than the cornerbacks. You just throw it up. He's going to go get it.
All right, and then I want to move along now to the defensive side of the ball. Isaiah Morris and Cameron Jones were the leading tacklers for the Black Knights. They both had 3 tackles. Just give me your thoughts on their play in this one.
Well, they got a lot of different people cycling in on both sides of the ball. I believe both those guys are defensive backs. And just kind of with the way UMass was running, they were trying to throw outside. They were trying to run, ended up bringing up some of the safeties, I think, to slow that running game down. Brady Olson is UMass's quarterback. He was not really a danger to beat anybody with his arm. 45% completion rate passer. The thing to do was stop the run and just let him throw it out of bounds, which is what happened all day. So, I thought the defense played well once they sort of settled in and understood UMass's game plan. It hasn't been the lockdown Army defense that we thought of in past years. I don't want to say that they're not as good. They've been doing something slightly different than before, and they've been put in some bad spots. But they've come around, I guess, as the season has progressed is probably the best way to say it.
All right, and a couple other players I want to mention on the defensive side. Chris Fry, he had a sack in this game, and DeAndre Tobias, he had an interception. Just give me your thoughts on their play in this one.
Frey has been real good this season. He's a defensive end, kind of situational pass rusher. He's been real good this season. He's got several sacks. I don't remember exactly how many, but definitely more than 2. You know, he and Kubina Bonsu both are there in the DNs. When those guys are both in, that's a pretty devastating package. Tobias, I want to say, is a plebe, a freshman. Yeah, he's just getting in there in the fourth quarter, getting extra work, and came down with an interception. That was pretty good.
All right, fair enough. And then I want to talk about Jeff Monken. And the last time I had you on, Dano, we talked about you were pleased with the job that Coach Monken has done, what he has been doing in his short amount of time at Army. Of the last 2 years, over 500 in the COVID year of 2020. Army went 9-3, and then last year Army went 9-4. Both of those seasons, they were bowl eligible. Army will not be bowl eligible this year, but like you mentioned at the beginning, you said that it's been a tough year for the Black Knights. Give me your thoughts on Coach Monken and his coaching performance in this 2022 season.
I mean, Coach Monken is great. You know, he revived the program at a time when people just thought it was dead and we should just bury it. I can't say enough good things about that. And the culture at West Point is terrific. You know, a team that's not bowl eligible, that has a defense that's struggling, that nevertheless finds a way to make four goal line stands in the last two games, is doing okay. Army had to hire a bunch of assistant coaches right before the season, like very late in the coaching carousel cycle, if you will. And I think that that might have affected the way that the team started. And, you know, I know that they had a bunch of problems with people with some injuries and that led to some fumbling issues. And as much as anything, it's those fumbling issues that are the reasons why this team's not going to a ball game. I don't know, man. You know, you make a 41-yard field goal against Troy, and I think we're having a completely different conversation. You know, that's one play, 2 yards on a kick, and it affects the entire way that the program is perceived this year. What are you going to do? I mean, that's life. Sometimes that happens.
Yeah, you're absolutely right about that. You can't always get what you want, man, but if you try sometimes, you just might get what you need. And Seth, definitely, Army has gotten what they needed in this year, even though they're not going to be bowl eligible, but they can finish off strong with the win over Navy. I want to stay just with Coach Monken for a moment. I was just studying him for a moment and looking at his information and his background. He doesn't have, his military background in terms of coaching is concerned. He was a position coach at the Naval Academy. But I wanted to ask you if you can reveal this information, what are the coaching requirements to coach at the Academy at West Point?
I mean, Coach Monken doesn't have a military background in the sense that he served. You know, he was pretty famously on the Hawaii staff with Coach Niumatalolo, who's been in Navy for a long time now. You know, he was on that Paul Johnson staff, and then all of them went to Navy. And then when Paul Johnson went to Georgia Tech, Niumatalolo took over Navy, and Jeff Monken went down to Georgia Southern. You know, he's a triple option football coach. He's I hesitate to say he's not a military guy, because in terms of the military graduates that they've been putting out, like they've been putting out a lot of infantry officers, a lot of guys who are successfully going through Ranger School, who are going on to have outstanding military careers. You know, a guy who was a pretty good linebacker at West Point up until the 2016 season, Andrew King, you know, went to Ranger School, succeeded, was an infantry officer, is now, you know, in law school to become a judge advocate general officer. Like, that's just one example of the kind of guy that they are producing. Markel Broughton, who's a team captain this year as a safety, is also the second regimental commander as a cadet. Like, these guys are high-performing military professionals. And Coach Monken's done an outstanding job, you know, managing the culture at West Point, not just to produce football players, but to produce officers, which is not easy. You know, some people, I think, have a tendency to sort of equate military service or what it's like with sports, or to go the other way with it and say, what does this sports thing have to do with military? You know, shouldn't these guys just be laying in the mud practicing with their rifles all the time? And for whatever it's worth, you know, being on a sports team is probably more like being in the Army than, you know, doing calculus in the classroom is. So I think they've been able to harness that and make it positive. I hope that answers your question.
Yeah, it does answer my question. And I just want to continue to what you mentioned about Coach Monken not having a military background. In your opinion, Dano, do you think it matters that coaches have a military background in order to understand not just the physical nature, but the mental nature of the players on the team, or it doesn't make a difference to you?
It definitely does not make a difference to me, no. You know, the academy is a complete life experience. You're not graded solely academically. You're not graded physically. You're not graded militarily. Like, all these things together make up your class rank, and they're all, you know, it's all sort of scored and pulled together. So you know, a lot of times we'll say, well, these academies give you an Ivy League quality education, and that's true. However, the education is very different than what you're going to get at the Ivies because they're trying to develop a whole person, like a different concept than just a scholar. And definitely a different person than somebody who's going to, you know, go on an NIL deal, you know, name, image, likeness deal and promote like a NASCAR stadium or something. It's something different than that. And the sports is part of it. Even for the football team, the sports is only part of it. And there's a whole like rest of your life that goes on there.
You mentioned NILs. And a lot of universities, whether it be Division I or Ivy League or even HBCUs, have definitely benefited from NILs and also the transfer portal as well. I know with military academies and, of course, the academy at West Point, the transfer portal doesn't really make much of a difference. Are cadets or athletes, for that matter, are they eligible to get NIL deals or that doesn't apply to military academies?
It does not apply. However, I would also argue that cadet athletes are not sort of exploited in the way that sometimes NC2A athletes may be at other institutions. I mean, cadets are paid. They are in the active duty Army. They are not just on scholarship, but they're actually paid to be there, a stipend by the U.S. Army. So, I mean, is it the tens or hundreds of thousands of dollars you can make on NIL? You know, obviously it is not. However, it's not nothing. You know, it's definitely not zero. You know, you get an actual paycheck for going to college, which is not too bad.
All right. We're definitely going to get more back into the education and just the day-to-day grind of the cadets at West Point in just a moment. But let's get to it, Dano. Army's next game, it's a big one. It's against their rival of the Navy midshipmen, and never a dull moment with Army and Navy. I want to ask you, what are going to be the keys to victory for Army's offense to try to get points against Navy's defense? We know Army, of course, Tyer Tyler is used in so many different ways. And Army, of course, as you said, they run the triple option offense under Jeff Monken. So, again, it's a lot of running, and the receivers are primarily used as blockers. So what do you think are going to be the keys to victory for Army's offense to get ahead of Navy's defense?
So one thing that we learned this season – maybe the halfway mark or so, is that Army's got very good tackles and they've been running very well off tackle. And, you know, and they get, you know, especially late in the season, they went super heavy with these two fullback, you know, tight end sets with a lot of big, big bodies on the field. And, you know, Navy's got an excellent rushing defense, but Army's got an excellent rushing offense, especially with that particular heavy package. So they're just going to have to win at the point of attack. Like, I don't think there's any trickeration or scheming that's going to matter at all. I think it's going to be absolutely, you know, who smashes the other guy's face in. It's just how it's going to go.
All right. Well put. Smash mouth football. Very old school. And let's switch over to the other side of the ball, Navy's offense. In your opinion, what are going to be the keys to victory for Army's defense to get to Navy's offense?
So, again, it's the reverse, right? Navy has a great defense, but their offense hasn't been good really all season. I mean, they beat UCF. They did come back against Notre Dame. But this, it's sort of, if you look at on a per-rush basis, it hasn't really been there. And I think Army did a nice job bottling up Air Force's offense through, you know, most of that game. And I think this game sets up a lot like the Air Force game, but even more so. You know, Air Force is highly reliant on fullback Brad Roberts. Navy is very, very, even more highly reliant on fullback Dabo Fofana. So if they can stop Fofana, I think they can stop Navy, which would put us in a defensive struggle, which is sort of what I'm expecting.
Army and Navy, like you said, Dano, it's going to be a smash-mouth football, no nonsense, and it's always been no nonsense with these two military academies. And I want to stay just with Army and Navy for a moment. This rivalry has gone on since 1890, and it's produced some great games from both schools. Dano, for those that have not had a chance to watch Army versus Navy, what are some of the things that you tell them about the rivalry?
Oh, geez. Gosh, I don't even know how to answer this. I mean, it's been part of my life since 1991.
Hey, well, you can answer it. I don't want to answer it.
Yeah, I you just have to go and experience it and just sort of soak it in. I mean, everybody always talks about how it's a game for America and all the patriotic, you know, rah, rah, rah. I mean, at the end of the day, for me, it's just a college football rivalry. I mean, I understand that everybody is serving, but everyone I know served, so it's hard for me to sort of disaggregate that. I mean, it's literally everyone that I know. So I guess that part of it is hard for me to sort of – that's not the special part to me. The special part to me is just that, you know, this is my alma mater going up against our rival, and I feel about it exactly the same way that everybody else feels about their own rivalry. I love the game. I love that it gets its own day, and I like that the cadet athletes get a chance to be athletes on a big stage, you know, in front of people, and, you know, they can just do their thing and not worry about all the other nonsense for a couple of hours, and that's pretty great.
Yeah, definitely a stress reliever right there. And you mentioned, you said that Army-Navy, in your eyes, is just another college football rivalry, but what makes the Army-Navy rivalry, in your opinion, different from the rivalries of Texas and Oklahoma, LSU and Alabama, the Iron Bowl between Auburn and Alabama, also on the West Coast with USC versus UCLA or a USC versus Notre Dame? What makes it different? What makes this game different from those other rivalry games?
Well, it's the nation's military academy against the nation's naval academy. So, you know, it's not regional. It's not one state. It's your nation's army and your nation's navy putting their future leaders out there to compete. And it represents the whole country. You know, after World War II, everybody would sort of gather around and remember when they had served back in the Army or the Navy. You know, now a very much smaller portion of society has actually served, but it's an attempt to represent what's good about college football, what's good about this country. I personally, like I said, I don't personally get too much into the rah-rah just because I sort of grew up around it and all in it. And I mean, it is what it is. It's like part of the background. It's like part of the wallpaper at my house, but they're trying to represent the best of America. And I hope that they succeed. Certainly it's, you know, I mean, as big as Michigan versus Ohio State is, that's still just two states, right? And there's 48 others. So this game is for all of us.
It is America's game. And like you said, it's the game for all of us and definitely celebrated with Army and Navy. Now, last year's game, it was at MetLife Stadium in East Rutherford, New Jersey, which is home to the NFL's New York Giants and New York Jets. This year, the game returns to Lincoln Financial Field in Philadelphia. The last time the game was played in Philly was December the 14th of 2019. You know, Philadelphia has a lot of history with this Army-Navy game. What's it like having the game in Philadelphia?
Well, the nice thing about it is the whole city of Philadelphia shuts down and it's like Army-Navy takes over the city. I mean, I personally enjoyed the New York game last year as a New York guy. Like, I'm talking to you from Manhattan right now. But that was me. That's more of a personal thing. I know most people prefer Philly just because, you know, when it was in New York, New York is a giant city. It's got 8.5 million people. Like, do people even realize it was here? Versus you go to Philly and it's everywhere. So it just sort of takes over the whole town, and that's awesome. Plus, it's, you know, it's literally halfway. And I think, you know, when you think of where's Army-Navy, most of the time Army-Navy is going to be at Philadelphia. So that's kind of just sort of where you think of it. And the tailgating is a little easier. I mean, the city has optimized itself to make it easy for the academies to get in there and have a good time. Next year it's supposed to be at Gillette Stadium, and I'm curious to see how that's going to work out, but I'm not super optimistic.
All right, fair enough. I want to stay just with Philadelphia for a moment. We know Philadelphia has a rich history, of course, of being the birthplace of Constitution, with so many things such as being where the first Continental Congress was signed, of course, Benjamin Franklin, the Liberty Bell, and things of that nature. I know you said that you don't really get caught up in the patriotic side of things because you've been around it for a while, but do you feel kind of like a sense of a historical nature or a patriotic nature with the game being in Philly this year?
Sure, I guess. I mean, it's just so overwhelming, right? I mean, for an Academy grad to go to Army-Navy, what you're looking forward to is seeing your friends that you haven't seen in a long time, that you don't necessarily see a lot, you know, bumping into somebody that you haven't seen since you served together, you know, way back when, at some place that I guarantee was a long way from Philadelphia. And, you know, that's what's great about being an Academy grad at this thing, is it's like a big freaking reunion. And it's collegial. Like, we want to beat Navy, and like, that's the best thing in the world. But the truth is, on 364 days a year, we have more in common with Navy grads than we have with anybody else on the planet. It's just the reality. So, you know, you try not to be a jerk about it. You try to enjoy what there is to enjoy. And like I said, embrace the national nature of the rivalry and the fact that everybody's paying attention to it. I mean, that's pretty cool.
Rightfully so. And definitely that's something that, you know, Army and Navy, they really understand just the grind, not just from academics and whatnot, but also from just serving your country and definitely doing it the best way you know how. And you mentioned about the best thing about the game is catching up with cadets, being with your friends. And last time I had you on, Dano, I asked you about Army-Navy tailgates. And, you know, food and football go hand in hand. What are some of the things that you enjoy eating, or what are some of the things that you enjoy cooking at an Army tailgate?
Oh, man. Well, you know, we have our website, As for Football. So this year up at Mikey Stadium, we did As for Pancakes, and I brought out this really monstrous travel, like, griddle thing, and I must have made 5,000 pancakes this year before football games. You know, because Army always kicks at noon, so yeah, that was pretty fun. My buddy has this like gas fire coffee maker. It was a much more sophisticated operation than you would have thought when we first started talking about it.
Amazing. 5,000 pancakes, definitely plenty to go around. I tell you that. What else can we expect at an Army tailgate? What other things can we find, whether it be food or maybe some drinks or whatever? What else can we find?
Yeah, you know, we always had some beer up there. I think we're probably a little snobbish on the beer side. We tend to go for the craft brews, especially, you know, Mikey Stadium, not far from New York. I personally live in Connecticut, so craft beer is kind of like a blood sport in Connecticut, at least where I live. Showing new beers to your friends, that's like a thing that people brag about. Like, we did hamburgers, you know, we did all the usual tailgate stuff. Hopefully with a little more gusto, I would hope. We had a lot of people up there at times. I mean, we had 40, 50 people at some of our bigger tailgates this year.
All right. Awesome. And I just kind of want to get back to what we were talking about with the academic nature of the military academies. And we talked about NILs and transfer portal, and what you were just saying, that Army is more than just education, it's just about the development of a human being. I asked you about just the schedule and the rigors of the cadets, especially the ones that play football, but I want to ask you this question again. What is a typical schedule like for a cadet on the Army football team, just in terms of not only preparing for games and getting workouts in, but also getting things done in the classroom?
So it's changed a lot. And I should caveat this by saying that when I was at Army, I was a collegiate swimmer, not a collegiate football player. But a typical day for me back in the day, get up at 5, go to morning practice, put in maybe 2.5-3 miles in the pool, go to breakfast with the team. I usually had 3 to 4 classes in the morning, lunch formation, lunch, you know, maybe had some classes afternoon, hopefully not. Most cadets would rather get up early because you have to be up anyway and then sort of have the afternoon more free. You know, then practice for us usually started around 3:30, weights, whatever that involved. And, you know, dinner with the team, and then you study starting at 7:30 until, you know, whenever you finish. It's a grind. I mean, the hard thing about West Point isn't any individual day being overwhelming. The hard thing about it is it's every day for 4 years, like you just sort of grind and grind and grind and grind. So, you know, and that's true for the football players. It's true for everybody.
I want to stay just with the athletic side of things with the cadets on the football team. What's the minimum credit hours that you need for the year or for the semester?
They've changed this a little bit. Back in the day, you had to take a full course load, like 15 to 17 credit hours. Nowadays, I think that they can take something like 12 and underloading, and then they come back and they take some classes for over the summer term just to kind of break it up. So, for example, everybody at the academy has to take calculus, and a lot of the cadets, cadet athletes will choose to take calculus now over the summer because the class is freaking hard. And you don't want to be trying to slog your way through calculus while you're also trying to watch film for the freaking Army-Navy game. So they'll take that over the summer when their schedule's a little lighter and they're also, you know, lifting weights, doing whatever. And but it's definitely a full course load. I mean, it's, like I said, everybody has to take calculus. Everybody has to take physics. Everybody has to take chemistry. Like, this is, doesn't really matter. You know, there's no mulligans for being on one of the teams. It's the number one public school in the nation, and they, you know, you're not there on scholarship. You're there because the Army's paying for you to be there. So if you can't cut it, they throw you out.
Oh, wow. Sounds like, definitely, as you said, it's a grind, and definitely it's even harder when you step foot on West Point. And I want to stay just with, you mentioned about the course load for a moment. With, as far as majors are concerned, are there like core classes that you take, like you mentioned about taking calculus and, of course, taking your basic subjects like math and English and your science, but are there specific core classes in terms of what you want to major in at the academy at West Point?
So I think it's pretty similar to what you'll see at most universities, with the caveat that West Point has a really strong core curriculum. I'm not talking about the football team now, but just in general, for your first 2 years, you're going to take very few courses outside of those general courses, you know, English, calculus, other math, statistics, you know, economics, all the basic stuff that sort of go along with getting a bachelor of science. You know, everybody at West Point graduates with a BS degree. Even me, who majored in European history, graduated with a BS in European history. And then you get into your major, which is usually 10 courses plus a 5-course engineering sequence. So I am a history major, but I work as an engineer on the back of a 5-course engineering sequence that I took, you know, back in the day, along with 2 semesters of calculus and, you know, a bunch of computer science classes. So, I'm good engineer, to be honest with you.
Awesome. That's wonderful to hear. And you mentioned about how not just West Point, but the military academies are more involved, not just in the academic or the athletic side, but they're involved in the whole development of a human being. I wanted to ask you for players that are on the football team and the athletes are concerned, like you mentioned about the gentleman, Andrew King, who's on his way to becoming a JAG, who was in law school. How are some of the careers? Do these cadets have long careers in the military, or do they have they spend a considerable amount of time in the military? Do they transition over to careers, whether it be criminal justice or like what you earned your degree, another degree in engineering? How does that work?
So people are going to do what they do. You know, one of my classmates, Pat Work, class of 95, is, you know, a general officer now, and he's had a very long career. I don't think he's unusual. He just happened to be a standout player on the football team who was also very successful in the Army. As far as what the kids now are going to do, I mean, they're each going to do whatever they do. Everybody who graduates from West Point owes a 5-year commitment in the active duty Army as an officer, plus 3 years in the inactive ready reserve. And I think about half of the graduates, just in general, end up staying in past their commitment and doing, you know, some amount of time past that. For me, I was 27, I was stationed in Korea, and I just sort of decided to see what else I could do with my life, not because I didn't like the Army, but just because I felt like that had been my whole life up until that point. But people can and do make careers out of it, on the football team and off of it. I mean, it's not uncommon at all. It's very common. I would say at least half those graduates are probably going to wind up staying for 20 if you know, sort of trends hold.
Awesome, awesome. And you heard it from him. He is Dano E. Cabeza. He is an editor for Ask for Football. It's the website that gives you anything and everything you need to know about Army football and anything going on at the Academy at West Point. Dano, thank you so much, my man, for taking time out of your busy schedule to be with us. Just tell everybody what's going on at Ask for Football.
Yeah, we have an Army football show that comes out weekly during the season and a little less often during the off season, and then we also have a college football roundtable that honestly we made for the non-commissioned officers who sort of care about Academy football but not really, and that's growing, and we do some Academy stuff and some general football. We're at Ask for Football on all the social media, so you can find us pretty easily.
All right, and tell everybody where they can find you on social media, as well as Ask for Football, any websites, let the listeners know that as well.
Yeah, so I am at Dano E. Cabeza on all the social media sites. I don't think I'm hard to find, but who knows. AskForFootball.com is our website, AskForFootball.com. This is a play on words for the Academy. There's a uniform called Ask for Class. We called it Ask for Football. And like I said, at Ask for Football on social media. And we're out there. I don't think we're hard to find, so look us up.
You heard it from him. He is Dano E. Cabeza, editor for Ask for Football. As we get ready for America's game, Army versus Navy. First meeting was November 29, 1890. Navy won that game 24-0. And their last meeting was December the 11th of 2021. Navy won that game 17-13. And Navy leads the all-time series, 62 wins, 53 losses, and 7 ties. But Dano is optimistic that the Black Knights can win it this year. Dano, thank you so much, my man. If ever you want to come back on, feel free to let us know.
Oh, thank you very much. And beat Navy.
All right. We'll be back with more right after this.
Lawn in motion. Hand off Buchanan. Right side, 5-yard line, stepping over defenders and rolling into the end zone for the touchdown. Jacoby Buchanan bounces his way 10 yards to pay dirt. The Black Knights are on the board, answering back. Tyler waiting. Ballon in motion behind the formation. Fake handoff. Tyler keeps it. Runs left 25-yard line down to the 20. Smooth sailing. Tyler untouched. Touchdown Army from 27 yards out. Tyler picking up a crunching block from Shane Buckingham. Third and 3 for Army from the UMass 4. Tyler keeps it 5-yard line. Stepping his way. Hit at the goal line by Mahoney and falls into the end zone for the touchdown. Tyler back in the end zone for another 6. So now the ball between the hashes. Third and goal for Army from the UMass 1. Buchanan the fullback. Tyler calling out the play. Tyler keeps it off right tackle. He's in for the touchdown. Number 3 in the opening half for Tyler. Final seconds ticking away. Your final score from Amherst, Massachusetts. Army on the road defeating UMass 44-7.
Mary redeemed a $50,000 cash prize playing Chumba Casino this year.
I was only playing for fun, so winning this was a dream come true.
Chumba Casino is America's number one social casino experience. It's serious fun. With over 80 casino-style games to choose from, you too could win life-changing amounts of cash. Be like Mary. Log on to ChumbaCasino.com and give them a whirl. That's ChumbaCasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void or prohibited by law. 18+. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details. The voice in the preceding commercial was not the actual voice of a winner.
Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18+. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Mary redeemed a $50,000 cash prize playing Chumba Casino this year.
I was only playing for fun, so winning this was a dream come true.
Chumba Casino is America's number one social casino experience. It's serious fun. With over 80 casino-style games to choose from, you too could win life-changing amounts of cash. Be like Mary. Log on to ChumbaCasino.com and give them a whirl. That's ChumbaCasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18+. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details. The voice in the preceding commercial was not the actual voice of a winner.
Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
In my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Mary redeemed a $50,000 cash prize playing Chumba Casino this year.
I was only playing for fun, so winning this was a dream come true.
Chumba Casino is America's number one social casino experience. It's serious fun. With over 80 casino-style games to choose from, you too could win life-changing amounts of cash. Be like Mary. Log on to ChumbaCasino.com and give them a whirl. That's ChumbaCasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void or prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details. The voice in the preceding commercial was not the actual voice of a winner. Mary redeemed a $50,000 cash prize playing Chumba Casino this year.
I was only playing for fun, so winning this was a dream come true.
Chumba Casino is America's number one social casino experience. It's serious fun. With over 80 casino-style games to choose from, you too could win life-changing amounts of cash. Be like Mary. Log on to ChumbaCasino.com and give them a whirl. That's ChumbaCasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void or prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details. The voice in the preceding commercial was not the actual voice of a winner.
Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
This winter, make the year's shortest days the most enjoyable in a Cadillac. Pursue your boldest ambitions in a Cadillac SUV. Or lead the way with the dynamic performance of a Cadillac sedan. So seize the season with a resolution to be iconic. Because when the days are at their shortest, it's on us to make them the fullest. Visit your local Cadillac dealer today.
Mary redeemed a $50,000 cash prize playing Chumba Casino this year.
I was only playing for fun, so winning this was a dream come true.
Chumba Casino is America's number one social casino experience. It's serious fun. With over 80 casino-style games to choose from, you too could win life-changing amounts of cash. Be like Mary. Log on to ChumbaCasino.com and give them a whirl. That's ChumbaCasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
The voice in the preceding commercial was not the actual voice of a winner.
Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Mary redeemed a $50,000 cash prize playing Chumba Casino this year.
I was only playing for fun, so winning this was a dream come true.
Chumba Casino is America's number one social casino experience. It's serious fun. With over 80 casino-style games to choose from, you too could win life-changing amounts of cash. Be like Mary. Log on to ChumbaCasino.com and give them a whirl. That's ChumbaCasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
The voice in the preceding commercial was not the actual voice of a winner.
Mary redeemed a $50,000 cash prize playing Chumba Casino this year.
I was only playing for fun, so winning this was a dream come true.
Chumba Casino is America's number one social casino experience. It's serious fun. With over 80 casino-style games to choose from, you too could win life-changing amounts of cash. Be like Mary. Log on to ChumbaCasino.com and give them a whirl. That's ChumbaCasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
The voice in the preceding commercial was not the actual voice of a winner.
Mary redeemed a $50,000 cash prize playing Chumba Casino this year.
I was only playing for fun, so winning this was a dream come true.
Chumba Casino is America's number one social casino experience. It's serious fun. With over 80 casino-style games to choose from, you too could win life-changing amounts of cash. Be like Mary. Log on to ChumbaCasino.com and give them a whirl. That's ChumbaCasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
The voice in the preceding commercial was not the actual voice of a winner.
Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Mary redeemed a $50,000 cash prize playing Chumba Casino this year.
I was only playing for fun, so winning this was a dream come true.
Chumba Casino is America's number one social casino experience. It's serious fun. With over 80 casino-style games to choose from, you too could win life-changing amounts of cash. Be like Mary. Log on to ChumbaCasino.com and give them a whirl. That's ChumbaCasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details. The voice in the preceding commercial was not the actual voice of a winner. Mary redeemed a $50,000 cash prize playing Chumba Casino this year.
I was only playing for fun, so winning this was a dream come true.
Chumba Casino is America's number one social casino experience. It's serious fun. With over 80 casino-style games to choose from, you too could win life-changing amounts of cash. Be like Mary. Log on to ChumbaCasino.com and give them a whirl. That's ChumbaCasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details. The voice in the preceding commercial was not the actual voice of a winner. Mary redeemed a $50,000 cash prize playing Chumba Casino this year.
I was only playing for fun, so winning this was a dream come true.
Chumba Casino is America's number one social casino experience. It's serious fun. With over 80 casino-style games to choose from, you too could win life-changing amounts of cash. Be like Mary. Log on to ChumbaCasino.com and give them a whirl. That's ChumbaCasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details. The voice in the preceding commercial was not the actual voice of a winner.
So, darling, you're not a millionaire. If you want to retire at St. James Place in Baton Rouge, well, you don't have to be to live the active, enriching, and fun retirement you've planned and saved for. So forget what you've heard and take a look at St. James Place. It just might be more affordable than you think. Learn more and schedule a visit at stjamesplaceinfo.org. That's stjamesplaceinfo.org.
Mary redeemed a $50,000 cash prize playing Chumba Casino this year.
I was only playing for fun, so winning this was a dream come true.
Chumba Casino is America's number one social casino experience. It's serious fun. With over 80 casino-style games to choose from, you too could win life-changing amounts of cash. Be like Mary. Log on to ChumbaCasino.com and give them a whirl. That's ChumbaCasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details. The voice in the preceding commercial was not the actual voice of a winner. Mary redeemed a $50,000 cash prize playing Chumba Casino this year.
I was only playing for fun, so winning this was a dream come true.
Chumba Casino is America's number one social casino experience. It's serious fun. With over 80 casino-style games to choose from, you too could win life-changing amounts of cash. Be like Mary. Log on to ChumbaCasino.com and give them a whirl. That's ChumbaCasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details. The voice in the preceding commercial was not the actual voice of a winner.
Hello, I'm Tom Standage, host of The World Ahead, the podcast from The Economist that explores the future. Over 8 weekly episodes, starting on November the 28th, I'll be talking to economist journalists and special guests to get expert insights into the year ahead. We'll explore critical themes from soaring inflation and the impact of the war in Ukraine to chaos in the energy markets and China's uncertain post-pandemic path. Topics include, has China peaked? What does the war in Ukraine mean for the fight against climate change? How will economies cope with looming recession? Will passwords be replaced by passkeys? And just how exactly do forecasters predict the future? Join us to sharpen your foresight with The World Ahead from The Economist. Start listening on your podcast app.
All right, that's going to do it for another exciting edition of The Robinson Show. Once again, a big special thank you to Daniel E. Cabeza, editor for Ask for Football. It's a website dedicated to covering Army football and all things happening at the United States Military Academy in West Point, New York. And once again, a big special thank you to Dano. And as always, remember, put God first in everything you do, and you can't go wrong. Until next time, stick to the script. I'm out. Peace.
Mary redeemed a $50,000 cash prize playing Chumba Casino this year.
I was only playing for fun, so winning this was a dream come true.
Chumba Casino is America's number one social casino experience. It's serious fun. With over 80 casino-style games to choose from, you too could win life-changing amounts of cash. Be like Mary. Log on to ChumbaCasino.com and give them a whirl. That's ChumbaCasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void or prohibited by law. 18+. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details. The voice in the preceding commercial was not the actual voice of a winner.